probably one of the most well-known, universally accepted, and influential decrees ever made by rabbis, by chazal, by sages, is what's known as Cherem deRabbeinu Gershon, the edict or the excommunication made by Rabbeinu Gershom Mo'or HaGola, Rabbeinu Gershom, our teacher Gershom, the light of the exile. His edict, his excommunication, probably more than most, changed so dramatically the culture, society, and family life of the Jewish people. And that is the decree that Rabbeinu Gershon enacted, and we're talking approximately the year 1000 CE, a little less than a century before Rashi, a little over 1,000 years ago. Rabbeinu Gershom famously enacted a decree forbidding to take more than one wife, forbidding polygamy, that even though biblically it's permitted, but from now on, it's now an excommunication. It's forbidden to marry more than one wife. And that it's also forbidden to divorce one's wife against her will. That in order to divorce a wife, she has to agree to the divorce. You can no longer divorce a woman against her will. She has to want it as well. This decree, of course, became universally accepted by Klal Yisrael, and Rashi, again, just a couple of decades later already, Rashi writes that Rabbeinu Gershom, the light of the exile, is accepted by all Ashkenazic Jewry as one of the leaders, the generation, and his words are accepted, etc., etc. But there's an interesting anecdote that's found in the holy books about the appellation, about the title that Rabbeinu Gershom is known as. As I said, he's always known as Rabbeinu Gershom Mo'or HaGola, our teacher, our rabbi, our Rebbe Gershom, the light of the exile. And one time, Reb Leibel Eiger, the holy Reb Leibel Eiger, was sitting with his chassidim in his house. And he asked them, why do you think, out of all the rabbis we've had throughout the generations and the centuries, why is Rabbeinu Gershom known as the light of our exile, Mo'or HaGola? And they all give different reasons, different explanations. Until Reb Leibel Eiger said, he closed his eyes and he started crying, and he says, I'll tell you why he's known as the light of the exile. You see, we know, as it's well known, as the Talmud teaches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim Mitzvahs, Chukov Mishpatov L'Yisrael, Mashu Oysu Mitzav L'Yisrael Lasa, is that whatever Hashem commands the Jewish people, He Himself does as well. He puts on tefillin, He visits the sick. Whatever He commands us to do His mitzvahs, He does as well. And therefore we know as well that whatever Bezdin Shalmata, the earthly court, the sages down here decide in the Bezdin Shalmata, Hashem keeps as well. Torah lo b'shamayim, Torah is no longer in heaven. Hashem gave the Torah down here. And therefore, whatever Bezdin, whatever is decided over here, Hashem keeps to as well. Hashem has to follow as well. And Reb Leibel Eiger started crying, and he said, and therefore, Rabbeinu Gershom came along, and he saw how bad the exile was getting, and that even with all the horrible suffering that the Jews were going through, we can't even imagine what it was like living during those centuries, Bechlal as a Jew, and especially in Europe, in the Rhineland, in these horrible, horrible situations where we were literally at the mercy of these bloodthirsty anti-Semitic Christians all around us all the time. You know, sometimes we feel insecure and have anxiety. Imagine what it was like living with these sporadic pogroms and murders, living with constant, constant fear. And Rabbeinu Gershom saw that even so, Jews were still getting farther away from Hashem. The suffering of Golus wasn't making it easier to be frum, to be Jewish, to be connected to God. It hasn't. If that was God's plan, it hasn't worked. So Rabbeinu Gershom made an enactment that a man can never divorce his wife against her will, and he can't take another wife. He can't be polygamous. He can't marry another woman. And Reb Leibel Eiger said that that's the light of our exile, because once he made this edict down here below, it's binding upon Hashem as well. It's binding upon God as well, that now Hashem also can never ever divorce us, the Jewish people, his wife, against his will. No matter what we do, no matter how negative things might become, and no matter how far we might become, no matter how disenfranchised and he might be with us, you know, he could take us to marriage counselors and stuff, but he sure as heck can't divorce us against his will. And yet we know there's a mitzvah for a man to live with his wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep that mitzvah as well. And he can't take another wife. He can't take another nation. He can't have more than one wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have more than us, the Jewish people. And that has been the light of our exile. That has been the light of our exile in this horribly bitter, difficult exile. That no longer, thank God, we don't have anxiety and insecurity from physical decimation, but we sure as heck have anxiety and insecurity because of spiritual decimation. But we have to know and have to hope that even so, Hashem will always remain married to us, and he can never marry anyone else. This knowledge has allowed us to survive throughout all the centuries of the bitterness of the horror of exile, and it still gives us hope that Hashem will take us back. And as we're going through the 9 days, getting closer to the day where we remember all the tragedies of the Jewish people, the light of our exile, the light of our eyes, is this knowledge and this hope and this full faith that because we are Hashem's only wife, he will come back to us, and we will dance with Mashiach in the Beis HaMikdash.